Morning, Rabbi Yisai. We will, as we started last week, this man, we're going to be starting learning Hilchos Brachos. We'll jump right into it. The first bracha will go basically in the order, or we'll try to go in the order of importance of Chashivas. And the most important bracha that we have is Birkas HaMoitzi. The Poshup Shad, Birkas HaMoitzi. We'll get back later to other brachas to see what comes before what. In the Gemara and Brachas, in number one of the page, right side of the page on the top, the Gemara tells us, Omay v'chia barashi, patznumo b'kara, mevorchim alei almoitzi. So if you have a small piece of bread in a bowl, you say almoitzi. Now, exactly what's the case of the patznumo b'kara, we're not going to get into today. The Rishayim discuss, what do you mean? Whenever you have a bread, you say almoitzi. Patznumo, not snumo, big bread, small bread. And the Shaykh comes to some case that the tsnuma bekara is you have two types of bread, and the question is which one to choose. You choose the one which is a small piece of bread in the bowl, or a bigger piece of bread that's combined from many pieces of bread. So let's leave that aside for now. But the main thing we're talking about is the bracha needs to end when you come to eat the bread. But what does that mean? So Mora says, "Mat kelaro, maishnot tsnumo." What do you mean when you have a small bread or a big bread? Deloy, one amshu dechi kalya bracha aprusak akalya. When I have a small piece of bread, it's not a full piece of bread; it's only a piece of the large bread. And when I do the bracha is on the piece. Again, the Rishayim say because I have a better choice. I have something else to do, which is maybe a better option. But right now, I'm doing the bracha, and when I'm finishing the bracha, what do I have in front of me? A piece of bread. Says the Gemara, ala pas nami, when you do a big loaf of bread, kika gamra, prusa gamra, the moment you end it, you cut a piece of bread, now you're doing the bracha on a piece. Says the Gemara, ala marava mevorech vachaka burtseya. Says Rava, no, I'll tell you the difference. You have to do a bracha on a full piece of bread, and then cut it. So the bracha should be in a big piece of bread. Now, Doi Abdikar, Vchia, Rabban Abdikar, over the Gemara brings you a machlekes. Do you do on a big piece, a small piece? Om Abin Armeliam, Avuch, Ovikar, Vchia, Dom, Vchia, Tzoshatich, Le Brocha, Imapas. Vchia says that you need to finish the Brocha with the pas you need to eat. As we'll see in a moment, because the problem here of Hefsek. So you're doing a Brocha, and you still have to cut the bread, so you're doing some kind of a separation between the Brocha and the eating. So if Chia says, make sure that when you finish the bracha, you already have the piece in your hand. Says the Gemara, says Rava, you do a bracha on a full piece of bread, and then you cut off a piece. So Rava tells us the way you do it is, you say a bracha, you cut a piece out of it, and then you eat that piece, the betzia. That's what the Gemara says. So the bracha needs to be done when the bread is full. Don't cut the bread before you do the bracha. Says Tosis number two, Ibri says the halacha pirush shelo yafrish to the taisis hapruso min apas ad achar brocha. Don't separate the piece of bread from the bread until after the brocha ends. V'yesh shenoragim levorach brikas hamoitzi koidim shiachtoch. Some have the minhag to do brikas hamoitzi before he cuts. K'dishiate apas shleim v'shas brocha. So again, you don't want to cut. You do the brocha as we say before you cut it. Not to have any separation is too much of a hefsek stasis. So if I'm doing a bracha on the bread, and I didn't do anything to the bread, and then after I finish there, I'm cutting the bread, I'm doing a little bit of a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. So what is stasis referring to? As we'll see more in a moment. You cut the bread a little bit, but keep it connected. So you just have to take out that piece of bread, separated it after the bracha. That's what this starts. Shalei yafrish apruzer about that bracha. Cut it, but don't divide until afterwards. Says Toys Mu b'Shabbes nochin la'achmir levorach kodesh shi'achtoch shotisham yod levtzor kodesh tich la'bracha shaz lo yalechem mishnah. Says Shabbos is different because at Shabbos you need to make sure you have lechem mishnah. If I cut too much, I'm not going to have a lechem mishnah. I'm not going to have full bread. So don't cut it all. Later, when you bring it, that's what we do, only a little bit of a simen. You don't cut, but you make a little bit of a sign, this is where you should cut. But during the weekdays, it's days you have to cut. Cut the bread, mamash leave it almost connected, and then take it out. That's what the Tosfos says over here. Rabbi Yoni brings also the fact that people don't want to cut the bracha. And then look at number three and the fourth line. Says the Ben Yain over here. He says, bring it down on the Zoom. He says, "Ve'ein nize nire sheyoyse nochnu sheyachtoich oisoi besakit chilo ve'edovu kapas." Cut it a little bit and have it a little bit connected. Ulaacha tasho abrocho yivtzo oiso apas, and then cut it completely. Mishivorech ve'yachto besakin, cutting the whole thing before. So again, it is more clear. There's a problem with a hefsek if you cut the bread and only afterwards separate it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says over here. The Rambam, just see the first. We'll see the first part of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "At halacha bay," says the Rambam, "Balabayis mevorech amoytzi u'mashir abrocha ve'achak abotzia." So he does the ptziya, cut it off afterwards. Then the Rambam gives a little more detail. It's later in the Rambam. So the ain't of b'tzel a prusa ketano. Don't cut too little. Peishu nirak etzarayin. He looks like stingy. Fill up prusa ketano. Not a big piece. Yisuv kabeitza. Peishu nirak raftan. Because he looks raftan. So you have to cut also. The amount to cut is in between. Not too small. Not too large. So the Rambam already gives us that kind of concept. One more thing before we get to the Shulchan Aruch halacha nice. Look at the Rosh number 5 in the top of the page. The Rosh tells us right over here. He says, When you hold the piece, the big part will go with it. And it's connected enough that if you pull out the piece, it doesn't separate. Why? So he says, look as if it's cut. And he brings a Mishnah in Tful Yoyim. That's how it works. The rule is, as long as if I take the small piece, and I pull it, and the large piece follows through, so it's still connected. That's the rule. So it says the Rosh, you cut it, but you have to make sure it's still connected to our mount, so if I can't take a small piece, it will pull it.
According to Tosfos, he said that Avodah Shabbos, it was not Menachem, because he wanted Shleimut.
Right.
So what happened? During the week, we're worried that if you don't cut it, there's going to be a hefsek.
Right.
And Shabbos, we're not worried about the hefsek because we're makbid on having a shalom.
Right. In other words, the question is, you have two things that are opposing things. On one hand, you have to have a shalom. Right. And you're afraid. The problem, like Tzitzis says, not when you cut it this way, it's not a problem, the shalom. But you may cut it too much. Right? Tzitzis says, shalat tisham et yod l'vtzah koydim, maybe we'll have it too much. So you're not going to have the commission.
So shlemis is more important.
Yeah. The hefsek.
The hefsek that seems to be that it's designed to go.
Right. They allow the hefsek to go through. It's a good point, you see. Right. We care about it less. Again, here we're saying, you have to leave it shalom. Rosh Hashanah, you have to leave it shalom. That's what the Rosh is saying. You have to cut it not too much. But if you may cut it too much, okay, you cut it too much.
The reality of our time is that during the week you have a shalom loaf of bread these days. I mean, bread costs.
Right. So let's go. So let's see first the Shulchan Aruch. What the Shulchan Aruch says, the Seif Aleph. The first Seif in the Leviz Alochis says the Shulchan Aruch in number 6. V'yachtoy, V'yachtoy pruso sapsio, cut a piece. Tzir lachtoy me'at, im yoiches ke pruso yalesha ki ka'imor. Basically, summarize all the Rishayim we just learned. Cut it on out a little bit, if you pull it, it's going to go with it. Shim leke choshe kapars. You don't want to be cut. You want to be shalom. V'yinechen mechuber zatas, v'yatchil levorach. Say a bracha. V'achar she'esayim a bracha, yafrideno. And divide it. K'tish t'tich le'abracha bo'is ha'pas shalom. When you finish the bracha, the bread should be shalom. V'lo yivtza prusa ketano, d'edik tu lilo, v'shinak etzarani, looks stingy. V'lo prusa ketano, kabeitza, k'ya after, has to be kabeitza. That's the size. It's really all measurement you have to do. And then he brings over here the Ramah, u'be ha'shabes lo yachto b'kikra adachar bracha, k'dish she'ya kikra ha'shleimis. We go yishocha v'chodach k'ma b'chol ein umazik. It's not terrible if you did it on Shabbos. And then he says the idea of kabeit is only in Yichoel and not on Shabbos, so we have to divide it to other people. Okay, so that's the other point. So really, the place get today say, what happens if you have a roll? If you have a small roll, you have to start cutting it. And the chodach brings, then you don't have to do it. Because you eat, that's the way of eating it. You don't cut it. It's not like though, if you have a loaf of bread, you're not going to eat the loaf of bread. You eat a piece of it. So even if you eat two pieces, that's the way of doing it. We have like a little small roll, you don't cut it. That's what he says. So that could be interesting. But yeah, if it comes out, if you have a loaf of bread, you need to, right, it doesn't happen with us a lot, but if you do have a loaf of bread, you need to cut it before. It's halacha, most people don't even know. You need to cut it before, you have to cut it a little bit before you do the bracha. Halacha, mefereshu shulchan aruch, and even in Shabbos, you, like you said, you don't want to do shleim, that's what you do a little bit. People today are so mocked on Shabbos to do that sign. During the week, you don't do anything. Right? Again, it doesn't happen a lot. But let's say you have what happens in my house a lot is we get these very long baguettes from Seasons, right? So, oh yeah, do a bracha on the shalom. But before you do a bracha, you have to cut it a little bit. So that's halacha number one regarding the katza of the prusa. Right. You have to eat a kazayis within a time of chilas pras. Right. Too much.
Right.
So it says over here that the size of the prusa should be not more than a beitza.
Right.
Very good. Now, that's halacha number one. Halacha number two, maybe this should actually be halacha number one, is how do you say the bracha? What's the bracha? So look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, number seven in the page. Go down over here on the screen. The Gemara tells us the following. It's a little long, but it runs. We'll do it very quickly. What does he say? Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Does he say hamoitzi? Amnichem oimer, moitzi lechem min haaretz. A very small nuance. You could say, who cares? The letter hey. Do you say hamoitzi lechem min haaretz? Or moitzi lechem min haaretz? What do you say? And the Gemara brings, we'll explain. No more. Moitzi kulam lo pligid la fuke mashma. Moitzi sounds in the past. Rashi says over here on the right side, Rashi says, Shoitzi kvar, here, Shoitzi kvar, bracha aguna, the shover bainan, Shoikfo hoitzi alechem azeminar, chuba leinus vimeno. Note he says, it's a bracha l'shovar. You want to talk about the past. I want to talk about the fact that Kashbuchu gave us this bread. So I think I should thank you for the bread that you gave us. So that's what you have to make sure to say past tense. So the Gemara says, then moitzi without a is for sure past tense. Gemara brings raya, dechtiv kel moitzi mi mitzrayim. Kashbuchu took us from mitzrayim. Ki pligi be ha moitzi. Rabbanu tzavi ha moitzi dea. I think mash ha moitzi means future tense. Dechtiv ha moitzi lechamayim mitzur ha-chalomish. Past tense, because he took you water. Means future tense. He's taking out bread for you. So Gemara goes on through the whole thing. Question is, what is moitzi? What is ha-moitzi? Moitzi is for sure past tense. Ha-moitzi is maybe future, maybe past. Future is not good because I want to say bracha l'kosh baruch hu on the past. And the Gemara goes back and forth. And then the Gemara says that the really ha-moitzi could be past tense. The question is, moitzi not? I want to say how moitzi means past tense. The Gemara brings a story afterwards that we're not going to read inside, but the Gemara brings a story about Zvid that he came and he wanted to test him to see if he, you know, how bucky he is. So he told him, say a bracha. So he said, moitzi lechem min haaretz. So the one who was testing him said, I don't understand. Well, that's what's the chachma. Moitzi, everybody knows moitzi is past tense. If you would say ha-moitzi, oh, I see you're a big time of chacham. You're able to say ha-moitzi with a hey, even though not necessarily means past tense. That's what he says. But in my question, if you would have to do this, he wanted to get out himself out of a machlekes. It's a machlekes. Is ha-moitzi good enough for that? What is the halacha l'maaseh? It's Zok to Gemara. Because that's the last few lines over here on the Gemara. So Gemara, be'ilchaso ha-moitzi lechem min haaretz. You'd say ha-moitzi with a hey. So what does he want to say? Ha-moitzi means past tense. That's what I say. So the verse you ask, so why do you say ha-moitzi? And ha-moitzi, get away from Achlekes. The same story that happened to Rezvit. So it said, I don't like to say ha-moitzi with a hey, because I don't want to go into Achlekes. It's a Achlekes. Some old ha-moitzi works. Some old ha-moitzi doesn't work. Moitzi, everybody agrees, works. So best to say moitzi without a hey. And what it says, no, you do like a button. Why? Why do you do the kabbalah? So Tosis says the following. It says Tosis over here on the left, number 8. Says Tosis. Even though Moitzi really agrees. I don't want to mix up the letters. So when you say, Elokeinu melech ha'olam moitzi lechem min haaretz, it's a mem and mem. You may come to say only one mem. You may come to say, melech ha'olam moitzi lechem min haaretz. Without saying another mem. Says, so, 1 second. I forgot the lechem mean, not in Yikiruv. Moitzi lechem mean, all right, just a man. Shani also the coxy, there is a pasuk. And then he says you have to use 10 fingers, like you have 10 letters, words in these table, which we'll get back to that in a moment. So the Gemara tells us that, so it says, I really wanted to avoid the mem and mem, but sometimes you have no choice. But ha-moitzi lechem, that's the reason I'm trying to avoid it. I don't want two mems together. So I don't see melech ha-olam moitzi lechem min haaretz. Say melech ha-olam ha-moitzi to divide it. Interesting. So even though, according to some, ha-moitzi doesn't work, says that we want to do it to divide it. That's what it is. The Bach tells us another word. It says very, very beautiful. Look at the number at the top, number 9, in the middle on the top of the page. The Bach says the following. He says like this. And he's writing near the Das Chazal Levorach HaMoitzi Davko K'deshichon Levorach HaLeshovar V'al Lehabo. You have the day say a broch on the past. It's true. But say also in the future. Don't say only in the past. Why? V'yishichavin Shehoitzi Lechaz Min Haaretz LeShovar K'sh Boruch Hu has this bread. V'yishichavin Gake Shehoitzi Oid Lechaz Min Haaretz Lehabo LeHasit. I want more bread in the future. What's the future? In the future, there will be the bread will grow from the land. So we daven to Hashem, thank you Hashem for giving us bread growing in the land. And we're davening to Hashem, please take on more bread in the future, what's going to come in time of Mashiach. That's why I say, ha-moitzi, to really to have future tense as well. So we say, ha-moitzi, lechem min haaretz, non-moitzi, ha-moitzi, either because I want to divide the words or because I want to have future tense as well. As the Shulchan Aruch tells us, a number, in Halacha Beis, going back to number 6, he says, Yevarech ha-moitzi lechem min haaretz. That's what he says to ha-moitzi. The Haggadah says, V'imram misum michamnu libun lishmo ha-brocha, v'yonu amen. Everybody should say amen. V'amvorech ichaven le-omen shomer. The mevorech ha-kavonot with that amen. We may go back to this in the future. There's a big chiddush here in the Ramah that the one who does the bracha has to have in mind to have kavanah to the amen that they say. The Bir Halacha speaks about it. Why? It's a big chiddush. Why have to say amen? If I say the bracha on my own, I don't have to say amen. Someone answers amen, I have to have kavanah to him. But that's what the Ramah says. The amen is part of the bracha. You have to add that to the bracha. V'yitin revach ben lechem ubin min, says Shulchan Aruch. Make sure the lechem min, you should separate it. Because ha-moitzi, I do to separate. Like, I mean, I don't have that way to do it. So at least make sure that you don't connect these two things together. Beseder. Now, so that's the halach of how you say the actual bracha. Now, next halach is Shulchan Aruch regarding the bread. If you look at number 10 on the page, on the right side of the page, on the bottom, the more it tells us, the more it brings a discussion regarding tefillin. Once you put them on your arm. Supposed to do the bracha before you eat it. Not after you put it on. So tomorrow, you put the tefillin on your arm. Don't tie it. Don't attach it. Say the bracha and then you attach it. Why do you do that? Why do you do the bracha before? So you see from here, that the reason is that you need to make the bracha as close as possible to the mitzvah. So it needs to be mamish on the spot. Don't do it when the tefillin's still in the bag. You take the tefillin out, put it on your arm, say the bracha, and then finish it up. It says the Bessie Yisrael, based on that, number 11, Kosov Rekech in Levorach HaMoitzi Kodesh Yitvus Alechem. You have to hold the bread. Say the bracha with the, hold the bread before you say the bracha. And that's the halacha Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel, ein levarach koyin shiitus alechem. You have to hold the bread when you say the bracha. Don't say the bracha when the bracha is on the table. You have to pick it up. There's also a lot that many people don't. Some people don't do. You have a plate. You have the bread. You have to hold the bread in your hand to say the bracha. You have to hold the bread. We have brachas in other foods. You're holding with a fork. Hold it with a fork. But you have to say a bracha when it's actually almost there. You're not eating it yet, but it has to be as close as possible to that. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds over here, one more thing, number 12, left side of the page, right below the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Kosua Achorinim, the Achorinim wrote, Kishayoyim HaShem Yagbiya Kikar. You're holding the bread. But when you say the name of Hashem, pick it up. Baruch Atah Hashem. And when Shabbos, when you're doing Lechem Mishta, you say Hashem, you hold both, always having Shabbos also. You have to put your 10 fingers, we'll see in a moment, on the breads. When you say Hashem, you pick it up. So that's another addition that we talk about. Not only that one has to hold the bread, when you say Hashem, Hashem, you pick it up. Now, the Seif Dal, the Shulchan Aruch, last Seif we'll see today, let's see the tour. So we saw Tosfos before. Tosfos said before that we everything is based on the pasuk that says Matzmiach Chatzel Abayim Oesel Des Adam Lo Yitzi Lechem In Aretz. There's 10 words in that pasuk. That's what we have. That's what we have to hold the bread with 10 fingers. Connect the 10 words of the pasuk. Says the Torah number 13, middle of the page here. Says the following. Says V'itin Shtei Yodov Alapas Sheesh Bem Eser Etzbois. You have to put your two hands on the bread, because it has 10 fingers. Keneged eser mitzvois atluyos bapas. Oh, says another thing. There's 10 mitzvahs that are in the bread. What are the 10 mitzvahs? So that's the list that the Torah says. Lo yisachor b'shor v'chamer. Make sure not to plow kilayim of the animals. Kilayim of the actual vegetables. You can't plant a vegetable with a fruit. Leket shichopeyo, the three mitzvahs that you have to give to the ani. Bikurim, truma, maaser rishon, maaser sheni, chal. So 10 mitzvahs of the bread, and he goes through the 10. Now, not everything is mentioned over here. But that's the 10 that the Torah quotes. If you look at the, before we continue on, look at the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen at the end of the page, number 14. He brings a little different list of the 10 mitzvahs. Number 14 says the Goyen, or it says Vav. I'm sorry, it's a Zayin. Yushav is something like the Chala, Eser Mitzvah, Noz Ad, Shaloi Tuchal, a person's 10 mitzvahs. Lo Tachosh, Uval Tizu Kilayim, that's the two they mentioned. Uval Tachsoim, don't put a muzzle on the animal while it's plowing. Leket Shech Lepeo, the three mitzvahs of the Ani. And then Chuma, Maiser Rishoin, Maiser Sheini, Vechal. So probably that's 11. So Nirish Dot Sofer, Ukat Sotam, Mishal, Leket Shech Lepeo, Chuma, Maiser Rishoin, it was Maiser, Maiser Sheini, V'chalu, V'kuvit Zdoko. He removes the entire first part of the Kilayim. Says the guy, what is it? We talk about after the growth, the Goyen is saying, the gears of the Goyen is, going based, what happens once the, not once you're plowing, before it grew. Once it grew, what's the mitzvahs do you have? You have Leket Shechol, about 3 mitzvahs you have for the honey. Truma, Maiser Rishon, Truma, Maiser Sheini, Chalu, Bikurim, V'tzdoko. You can do Zdoko with the food. So according to the Goyen, the 10 mitzvahs after the seed grew. Right, the tzedakah. Yeah, that's the idea. So we see there's different lists. How do you count the 10? But you see there's 10 mitzvahs that you have by bread. Going now back to the tour, and number 13. Now the tour goes to the psukim. So says the tour, and v'lekakash yes it is because of moitzi. Now so you have 10 words in the bracha moitzi. Baruch atah Hashem, elokeinu melech ha'olam. Hamoitz lechem in arts. Ten words. And he says, v'esetei z'posuk tzvichatzel be'imo. That's a 10. Tois has just quoted the 10 words in the psuk, in his posuk. He says, that's what it is. V'esetei z'posuk inechol lechei sabeiro. V'esetei z'posuk eretz chito soyo. V'esetei z'posuk yitel lecho. In other words, everything has to do with eating is 10 words. Because there's 10 mitzvahs associated with it. And that's where you have your 10 fingers on the bread. That's the concept. Says the Shulchan Aruch na'at Sif Dalet. Right over here. You put your two hands on the bread. There's 10 fingers. You have 10 mitzvahs to pass. For the kachish is a taste because a moitzi, then he says all these plukim. He quotes the Torah. So they, and he adds one more, and it's, he adds together, we put the 10 fingers, the 10 mitzvahs, and the psukim all have to do with 10. That's the idea of the bruch of a moitzi, that you have the 10. 10 is a perfection. Always, there's always, everything is divided to 10. 10 is the full count. It's also in numbers. The Goyim says in Sefer Yetziro, that really the numbers that we have is 1 to 10. Why? Because after 10, you're going back to 1. What is 11? 11 is basically 10 plus 1. The question is, why is 10 considered to be a number? But 10 is the first count of that you add more than 1 and create another 1. So all your numbers go till 10, and then you go back to the 1, and another 1, and then another 1. So 10 is the full shlemus, the perfection. So when I'm talking about a moitzi lechem min haaretz, that's the perfection of food that Shmuel gave us. That's the main food of Adam. So I want to speak about the perfection of 10. And there's 10 mitzvahs associated with it. I put 10 fingers on the bread how to do it. So we learned today, the halachas that came out today, is really the first stage of doing a bracha of a moitzi. You have the following things. Number one, you must cut the bread a little bit. If you have a full bread, you have to cut a little bit before you do the bracha. In order to cut the bread in order to have the no hefsek between the bracha and the eating. So you have to cut the bread first. That's number one. Number two is you have to do the bracha ha moitzi lechem min haaretz, not moitzi. And one of the reasons is because you want to separate the two mems, so that's why you have to be very careful when you see lechem min haaretz. Be careful to separate the mems. But there's also a inyan, because the bach, they have kavana for the future when you have bread. And number three is you have to hold the bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when you say the name of Hashem, pick up the bread. And then number four is you have to have all 10 fingers on the bread because of the concept of 10 mitzvahs and because of the concept of the 10 words that you want to put together, and that's what you have. So that's basically the main idea over here. There is one thing that we spoke about a roll. What about the poskim bring today? What is when you have a sandwich, for example? Or you have a pizza. You eat pizza. The way you eat pizza is you eat the whole slice. Do you have to cut from it a little bit? So some boys can say yes. Lamai said most boys are old. That's only when it's going back to this case we said before, only when you have the derech. That's the way you have to cut for it. Because you're eating only a small piece. But if the way of eating this food is eating it as one piece, then you don't have that problem of cutting and doing the size of a pizza, size of a slice. I said before, you have a different sizes how it's supposed to be. Don't talk about a loaf of bread, then you get to it. They need to do a piece, and the piece should be the size of a kibbutzim. B'sher gamos, so we'll stop over here, but next week, continue the second part of the halachas of Birkas HaMoitzi. Yeah, it's